今天我们要学的这一句英语是继续保持，是用来再鼓励别人的工作表现，称赞对方做得好的一句实用句。
Keep up the good work.
Keep up. 这边要稍微注意一下，这个 keep up 有连音 ，keep up, keep up。那下面的这个 good work， 注意一下这个的，不要发得太重。Good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.我们这次的对话会做两遍，一次慢速，一次快速。那现在我们用慢速的语速来做一次对话。Let's do a simple dialogue. Hey, honey, you know what? I have almost 60,000 followers now.
Oh, wow. That many? Keep up the good work.
How about recording another podcast with me?
Okay, sure.What do I do this time?
这边丽丽说有六万个粉丝是 60,000 followers. 粉丝 followers, 你也可以用这个 fans 来代替 F-A-N-S, followers or fans, 都可以当作是这个关注的人粉丝。好，那接下来就是这个丽丽又说到说 How about recording another podcast?Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, Podcast 就是现在我们在听的这些都已经先录制好的广播。其实这个 Podcast 也是一个新词，它是怎么来的呢？其实就是这个 iPod, 这个 P-O-D, 加上这个 Broadcast, 广播合起来的一个新词，就是 Podcast。就是我个人认为这也是最好学习语言的一种方式，就是常常听这个语言学习的 podcast。 现在我们再用正常的语速来做一次对话。 Hey honey, you know what? I have over 60,000 followers now.
Oh wow, that many? Keep up the good work.
How about recording another podcast with me?
Okay, sure. What do I do this time?
Hey, Lily here. 我想要分享一个学习英语的成功秘诀，就是 Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Be confident. People can only correct your mistakes when they hear you make them. 就是不要害怕犯错，要有自信，而且当你犯错的时候呢，才能有机会被指正过来。 So don't be afraid to make mistakes. 所以你现在在学英文的时候呢，就是要尽量的去多练习，多说，多犯错，然后请一个好老师帮你指点过来。